What sort of things would people cook with the cornmeal?
Huh?
What sort of things would people cook with the cornmeal?
All different things. You can use cornmeal in lots of cooking.
What different kinds of bread?
Well, there's cornbread. It's mostly the bread that the cornmeal. You know what I have, I eat now?
What?
I eat Mexican cornmeal with it's kind of got a little hot pepper to it.
Mm-hmm.
I make them up myself and cook them with about 3 to 4 to a skillet, just about 2 spoonsful.
Mm-hmm.
Have the skillet with a little grease in it. Cook them very good. I like cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything called a corn dodger?
Yeah, that's old hard cornbread, corn dodger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's old-timey poor folks' bread.
How is it made?
Cook just made up like you'd make up any, but it's just a way they'd cook it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it cook it, you couldn't hardly eat it, it'd be so hard, and then they make a hot water bread that's have meal in it. And then they make one, they put some butter in it and season it up. I made a yellow cornbread. I like yellow. I like yellow cornmeal better than I do white.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things would be made out of a hog? What different kinds of hog meat are there?
Hog?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can, of course you got his feet, you got his liver and the lights. A lot of people used to eat. I used to kill these hogs, and I'd sell the liver and lights with a hog head.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the hog head off like this and take the brains out of his head, and then I'd sell those jowls. And then the pig feet and the hog jowls and the head, backbone, the ribs, and the hams and the shoulders.
Mm-hmm. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Well, that's what you make your bacon out of, and that's what you make you, where you get most of your hog lard, from the sides.
The edge of the bacon that you cut off, you call that the...
Well, you cut it, when you get the side of a hog, you take the side next to the shoulder, is the bigger side that you get the lard from.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cut off the back of it. In other words, you've got to say this, and you can cut it off here and cut it off there, and then you leave it where the bacon shows up. Streak of lean, streak of fat, they used to say, but it's the center of the side of the hog.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you have the bacon, though, there's part of it that you cut off.
Well, that's just call it slab bacon, and cut it off and cut it up and make a hog lard out of it and cook it and down into cracklings.
You ever hear of the rind or meat skin?
Sure, rind of meat skin, sure. Lots of times I buy bacon sometimes in a slab, and I used to buy it with one. Probably he'd cut it off and weigh it, and then he'd slice it. But he charged me for the whole amount, the skin. Then he'd give me the rind. He'd give me the rind with my bacon if I wanted it. It's good to season.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things to season turnip greens and such as that.
What do you call the kind of bacon that you buy now, already sliced?
Sometimes I buy it mostly sliced because it's store, but I buy some at slab and have them to cut it real thin.
Mm-hmm. You just call it bacon, though?
Yeah, side, strip bacon.
Mm-hmm. What can you make with the meat from the head of the hog?
You can make souse. Mainly. That's cut it up. My mother's made a jillion pounds of it. I used to make it and sell it because people would want you to, but it's too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and make sauce and take cheese, put in little blocks and put it in there, you know, and that gives it a good taste. But it's too, I didn't have time to fool with it, but Mama made it for the household.
Mm-hmm.
And she sure could make it good too, and Lord, have that stuff for breakfast.